Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy Wednesday to you. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of the wise Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I love it, I love it, I love it. I love to quote that because it is so true, true to its words that have been written so long ago. And when it comes to food, we need to understand which types of foods are the best for our bodies and therefore can be medicine to our bodies. We can heal our bodies with food. Just got to know which ones to eat. So today's topic we're talking about, no milk, no problem. We've got 15 calcium-rich foods for you. I'm going to share them with you momentarily, but even though they ain't got milk, well, calcium is one of the most important nutritional minerals and the most abundant of all in the human body. And it helps to maintain strong, healthy bones and teeth and also aids in vascular contraction and muscle function, other essential functions. So, and this comes to us from Huffington Post. I love to gather some information from them as well as nutritionists and dietitians and doctors in the field of alternative medicine and holistic health, because that is where you find what is necessary for the body to work at its ultimate best, at its optimum level, because, you know, you feed your body crap, you're going to feel like crap. It's just that simple. So one cup serving of milk alone has about 300 milligrams of calcium. But when you're choosing milk now, be very careful. Consider choosing milk from grass-fed cows, which is much more nutritional, nutritious, I should say, is nutritional for your body and nutritious for you. And this is according to a study linked to heart healthy benefits. So if you have any heart issues, but you love yourself a glass of milk, do yourself a favor and your heart, get the grass-fed milk only. It will work better for you. And of course, you know, because it's what the cows eat is what you'll be eating. It's like what Jordan Rubin says, and I love it so much, and I quote it all the time. You are what they ate. So if the cows are eating a whole lot of nonsense, and I call it, you know, all of the grains that conventional farmers like to feed them, then you're going to be getting that. And that's one of the reasons why there's so much inflammation in the American body. And I say that generally, not every American has inflammation, but I'm just saying that's one of the causes of so much joint pain or aches and arthritis and things of that nature, is because what we're eating, what we're putting into our body comes from animals that are not eating well. So we are what they ate. Now, the recommended daily intake of calcium for an adult between the ages of 19 and 50 is 1,000 milligrams a day. Sounds like a lot, but like I said, just one cup serving, just 8 ounces alone of milk gives you 300 milligrams of calcium. But we're going to talk about something other than milk. So whether you're vegan, vegetarian, dairy-free, you just don't like the taste of milk, the truth is that milk is not the only way to work toward your 1,000 a day. It's not. So now I'm going to share some of the most calcium-rich foods out there, including many vegan and vegetarian options. Just be sure, be very certain to pair each of them with adequate vitamin D intake, because your body needs vitamin D to absorb calcium. just that simple. And milk is already fortified with it. This is a registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Toby Smithson, says that while there is some concern that the body can't absorb enough vitamin D from food sources alone, try to aim for foods such as fatty fish that are rich in the nutrients. So we're going to be talking about some of those fatty fish today. And just let me know which is your favorite way, which non-milk option is your favorite way to make sure you get enough calcium. So I've got a few of my favorites on this list, but here they are. Here are the 15 that I've selected from this this research. Kale is one of them. As if you needed even more healthy incentive to eat your greens. Turns out a cup of raw kale is loaded with a full 90 milligrams of calcium. That means a 3.5 cup of kale salad provides even more of the bone builder than a 1 cup glass of milk. So like I said before, we're talking about non-milk options. And if kale is one of those things that you love yourself some greens, definitely go for it. It's 3.5 cup kale salad. It has more calcium than a glass of milk. So the second one, probably didn't know. A lot of people don't. They think it's just known for one particular vitamin. But oranges, did you know that oranges also had lots of calcium? It's a citrus fruit and, you know, well-deserved reputation of being loaded with healthy vitamin C. But one navel orange alone also provides 16 milligrams of calcium. Now, you could put that on the did you know list. Here comes one of the fish that I love ever so much, sardines. 3 ounces of sardines canned with the bones, packs an impressive 325 milligrams per serving or 33% of your daily value. Now, that's a load of fish. Well, it's a load of calcium, actually, but coming from a little load of fish. Sardines are so tiny, but they pack a huge punch when it comes to calcium. 325 milligrams per serving. Are you kidding me? That's a lot. And once again, that's more than a glass of milk. Here is the fourth and one of my favorites. I love specifically the organic type and one type, the way they cut it as well. Well, let's just tell you what it is. It's oatmeal. Oatmeal has already won the Breakfast Hero Award, and the fiber-packed meal, especially the steel-cut variety, that's my favorite. It's both filling and as well as heart-healthy. So it's good for you, for satiety. It satisfies you. It's good for your heart, and it has lots of calcium as well, and fiber. So what more can you ask for? Not much more. And there you have it, your non-milk option. And, of course, you know, some people make it with milk. I make it with milk. But you can make your oatmeal without any milk whatsoever with water, and you're just fine. Add some berries to it. It's great to have those antioxidants working with your oats. Here is the fifth non-milk option, sesame seeds. 1 ounce. A sesame seed, just a mere ounce, is loaded with 280 milligrams of calcium. That's almost as much as an entire 1 cup glass of milk. It's close to it. I said 300 for 1 8-ounce glass of milk, but 280 milligrams, just an ounce of sesame seeds, you know, hey, I'll take it. And I love nuts and seeds. Wonderful. Here is number 6. Swiss cheese, yes, the cheese that starts out, you know, as milk, and it follows this dairy product. The Swiss cheese contains calcium, containing lots of calcium. Swiss or Gruyere varieties are amongst the highest. A 1 ounce serving provides 270 milligrams. That's almost as much as a glass of milk. Mozzarella has 200 milligrams, as do hard cheeses like cheddar and jack. So what you can do is you can sprinkle a little Parmesan on your dinner And that has about 70 milligrams per tablespoon. So you see how it all adds up. You know, a little goes a long way. So just keep your portions in control. Too much can add up to serious calories. You know that. Too much. So enjoy, just be moderate. All right, here's number 7. I love, 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 love this nut. Almonds. A 1 ounce serving of this nut provides 80 milligrams of calcium, not to mention that it contains high blood sugar and promote weight loss and cut cholesterol, to name just a few other health benefits. In moderation, of course, too many almonds can add up to serious calories and fat as well. You know, it's probably one of the reasons why I maintain my weight. I like nuts and seeds, and they're just certain foods that I just love, that I consume a lot of, and realizing that that's one of the reasons why I maintain my weight as I age, because, you know, biggest kind of runs in the family. You know, there are a select few of us, and I realize that we have pretty much the same diet. We love nuts and seeds, and amongst other things that are on this list, which are loaded in calcium, but to move on and not dwell on what I love, what do you love? Do you love the next one, which I also love, but back to you? Salmon, do you love salmon? We already know salmon is a nutritious fish. A lot of people have they say it has a distinct taste, and that's okay. But it's loaded with healthy fats and protein. Now, that's two good things. And it turns out that 3 ounces of canned salmon with the bones has a whopping 181 milligrams of calcium. That's not a lot. 3 ounce can is not a lot. So this is according to Smithson, the dietitian I named you before. You have to eat the bones, though. And they are edible. They're very soft, and if you've never tried them, you've got to try them. You know, you kind of mix it up, and if you mix it up and you know, and make yourself a sandwich with it, you won't taste it. But you've got to have the bones. And even a regular fillet of wild salmon has 24 milligrams. 24 milligrams of a regular fillet. And so, once again, fatty fish loaded in healthy fats, that is. There are good fats and bad fats, but the healthy fats are the ones you want to concentrate on and consume. And protein, that's salmon, but great source of calcium as well. Here is the next one, white beans. White beans, according to Smithson, just 1/2 cup of white beans is loaded with close to 100 milligrams of calcium. Close to 100 milligrams. So, you know, it doesn't take too much to get your daily intake of 1,000 milligrams of calcium. Yogurt. Yeah, there's milk in there, too. It's a dairy product, but once again, if you don't like the milk, maybe you like the yogurt. An 8-ounce serving of plain yogurt has 450 milligrams of calcium. Now, dietitians and nutritionists, they go for the low fat, but my recommendation as a health coach is to go for the full fat. And the reason why is low fat, it takes away from, it's too overly processed, and it takes away from what God intended for the animals to give in the first place. I love the way Jordan Rubin says that, you know, if he wanted, God wanted to create, he would have created fat-free cows if he wanted to have fat-free milk. It's just that simple, or fat-free products, or low-fat products. But he didn't. So just everything in moderation. You know, milk is racking up 42% of your recommended daily intake of the nutrient. So, you know, it's dairy's cousin, of course. It's a dairy cousin. Yogurt is not milk, but there it is. And so if you can't take the milk, just do yourself some plain yogurt. Just stick to plain yogurt. Flavored versions can be packed with added sugar, of course, and you don't want that. So again, like milk, consider choosing yogurt from grass-fed organic sources. Best, best, best of all, grass-fed organic. Can't go for the grass-fed, go for the organic. Can't go for the organic, go for the grass-fed, but you got to have one or both. You can't go for the non-organic loaded with sugar varieties. It's just not going to work for you. It will do your body more harm than good. So just remember that. Dried figs. If you like figs, in the mood for something sweet, reach for the figs. According to Smithson, just two dried figs, just two, offer 55 milligrams of calcium. And this wonderful treat, but some people think treat is like going to your local ice cream shop. You know, that's a treat. But, you know, a lot of those ice creams that they make are loaded with the sugar and artificial colors and flavors as well. And so natural foods, that's a treat, definitely a treat. And so dried figs are high in fiber and iron as well. So if you think, you know, that it doesn't have too much nutritional value, think again. You've got your calcium, you've got your fiber, and you've got your iron. Moving on to the next, the 12th non-milk item that we can definitely vote for when it comes to calcium richness are turnip greens. Turnip greens. 1 cup of boiled turnip greens is loaded with close to 200 milligrams of calcium. That means piling a little extra on the plate could not make it as calcium rich as 1 cup glass of milk. So you got to think about your turnips. Think about your greens. Greens are loaded in calcium and vitamin K and you know, all sorts of minerals and vitamins. But think about your greens. And so turnip greens are one of them. Just 1 cup, close to 200 milligrams of calcium. Arugula is the next, and some people don't like it because it's somewhat bitter, they say. But you mix them with other greens, and there you have it. Next time you whip up a salad, you know, consider throwing in a handful of arugula. And just one cup is loaded with 125 milligrams of calcium. At 3 cups, a full salad would pack close to 400 milligrams. A full salad, that's 3 cups. So consider it. If you'd like to have your salads for lunch, don't go for the iceberg, folks. Not much nutritional value there. Go for your romaine and all of your wild greens, your arugula, your turnips, your spinach, your kale. Go for all of those. You know, baby lettuces are great as well. And so you can just mix it up. Make a wide variety of greens, and there you have it. A bowl full of calcium. Great for your bones. And we need that as we age. Broccoli is another one. Versatile. I love broccoli steamed or, you know, just raw. Your mom was right when she said, eat your broccoli. Just that simple. And I'm a mom, and I tell my kids, eat your broccoli. So on top of a host of other health benefits, this green superhero of the vegetable world has 180 milligrams of calcium loaded into a cooked 1 cup serving. So, you know, you can steam it, you know, don't boil it that it looks like light green. That's not good. And sad but true, that's how a lot of schools serve them, overcooked. You don't want overcooked broccoli. You want to steam it and let it maintain that vibrant green color. And there you have it in your 1 cup of cooked broccoli, 180 grams of calcium, milligrams of calcium, 180 milligrams of calcium. Last but certainly not least, sunflower seeds. Like I said before, I love nuts and seeds, and I hope you do too. We already mentioned to you sesame seeds. Well, sunflower seeds are also a great source of calcium. A 1 ounce serving of the dried seeds has 50 milligrams of calcium. 1 ounce of sunflower seeds has 50 milligrams of calcium. I mentioned before that 1 ounce sesame seeds is loaded with 280 milligrams of calcium. Now, that's a lot. You want to do the sesame seeds. But sunflower seeds, you know, they're catching up. 1 ounce serving of dried seeds has 50 milligrams of calcium. Times 4, you know, 4 ounces, there's the 200. So consider eating your nuts and seeds. And I would say to you, happy snacking to you on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope that you have learned from these wonderful God-given foods that you can have. And like I said to you before, what our doctor said, that food be thy medicine, medicine be thy food. It's so important that we consume what is right for our bodies. So happy snacking to you all, and enjoy. Now moving on to Wednesday's word. Wednesday's word comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Give and take. Give and take. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Ephesians 6, 24. Certain relationships in life require from the parties involved only moderate degrees of devotion. A certain degree of reserve and distance seems to be suitable in such relations as these. But there are other relationships in life where all this is changed when friendship becomes love. Two hearts give themselves to each other to be no longer two, but one. Instead of being separated, their interests and paths are now together. The reserve and the distance suitable to mere friendships is fatal in real love. Love gives all and must have all in return. The wishes of the other party become binding obligations, and the deepest desire of each heart is to know every secret wish and longing of the other, in order that it may do all in its power to gratify those desires. Is that the kind of love, affection, and obedience you have for Christ? And that's Wednesday's word. I wish all of you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your Wednesday. July is almost over, and so I wish you all a wonderful rest of your July. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Look me up. I am the Vision Voice on some of those social media sites, as well as you can look for me at Pure and Holy Living, pureandholyliving.com. That's my website. And so I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and bye-bye.